Can Vedera or Can Perry Anthony. This spectacular building was erected in 1926 and occupies the entire corner of Carrer Muntanya and Carrer Fadrins. The stone elements, which surround all the doors and windows, and the arches of the upper windows, lead us to the regionalist style. In fact, this large house and the Graduada School, which we will see at the next stop, are two examples of this architectural trend found in Sa Pobla. Both are the work of the prestigious architect of the time, Guillaume Forteza, who also built the Maravent Palace, the summer residence in Palma of the Kings of Spain. The first owner of this house was Miquel Crespi Pons, who served as mayor of Sa Pobla between 1924 and 1930, and went down in history as the driving force behind Sa Graduada. In fact, he ceded land he owned to build this school. Mayor Crespi was popularly known as Miquel Vedera, and during his mandate, he intended to connect Sa Pobla with the sea through Salbufera and to build a river port. After the arrival of the train to the municipality, which was a great advance for society, Crespi also wanted to facilitate the arrival of goods by boat. The idea was never implemented, but this project shows that Miquel Vedera was a visionary. The project that did become a reality was the graduate school. Let's go and discover it.